I got chills.
Just thinking of Canada?
Just thinking about that ski down that mountain. Man, it was so cold. I've never been that cold. We slept in a tent the night before, and the guy I was skiing with spilled some hot water that we were trying to make tea with. And boiling water spilled inside the tent, and it was frozen into a sheet of ice within about 20 minutes. It was so cold.
Well, Don was a little disappointed when I talked to him about how cool it had been here. He said he likes the sunshine. I said, well, what are you doing coming to Arizona to work? He said, well, I do like painting. So he says he loves listening to the show when he comes.
Very good. That part of Canada is absolutely gorgeous. Well, let's see if we can get to Bob. He's got a question that raises a lot of interest and a lot of questions in my mind. Let's bring him on air. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing this morning?
I give it a little bit better and a little bit stronger every day.
You're sounding a lot better.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, what are you trying to get done?
Well, I went to the home show last weekend and got a seminar on spraying the inside of your ductwork.
Okay, and you want to know if this
solution? I don't have the metal ductwork. I got the accordion type,
flex duct.
You flex duct, okay? And I just was wondering if it's worth it because they always say the ductwork leaks.
Yeah,
and this will prevent that.
Well, Bob, the what I'm looking at my computer screen says your question was about spraying foam inside the ductwork. Is it foam or is
it's a clear liquid.
Yeah, AeroSeal. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. AeroSeal is one of those products that when it came out, I was dead set against it. They had some early failures of this system and some poor applications.
Okay.
Have you had a whole house energy audit done yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did they detect a significant amount of duct leakage?
No, they did not.
Okay.
They were kind of actually surprised for the age of the house.
Yeah. If you're duct leaking less than 10%, you'll never get your money back by investing in AeroSeal.
Okay.
Now, what's horrifying is that when we do whole house energy audits, many times we find the ductwork is at 30 or 40% leaking. And at that point, you'll get your money back within a couple summers.
Okay.
But if you've done a whole house energy audit and they were happy that the duct leakage was that small, I think you could save that money and reinvest it some other place. What's your driving motivator? Are you trying to lower your energy bill?
About a 1,700 square foot house in the summertime. My bills are running around $350, and I keep the temperature at 80 degrees constantly. It never changes.
Okay, you're too high.
You're
too high.
Anything over about a 15% fluctuation of $1 a square foot raises red flags. So 1,500 square foot home, we should be able to keep cool in the summer for about $170.
$200
on the highs. That you're at $350.
I'll tell you what I'll
do,
Bob.
There's an energy hog hiding in your home.
What I want you to do, you're an all-electric home?
Yes.
1,700 square feet, temperature set at 80 degrees. How many people live in the house?
Two and a dog.
Okay. And do you have a swimming pool?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You should never see a bill over $300. So what I'm going to want to do is I'm going to have you put on hold and I'm going to get a copy of your home energy report. And I'm going to do an analysis on it for free. And I'm going to tell you what you can do and where you do or don't need to spend money.
Okay.
To drop your bill, your summer bill. Now, you're all electric, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your winter bill?
About 150 to 160.
Okay. Okay.
I don't run the heat at all.
Yeah, okay. All right, stay on hold, because I want to trade some more information with you, and I want to get a copy of that home inspection report. Thanks, Bob. You'll be glad you called. We're going to save you some money.